Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up
up
with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Cass and Bodge.
It goes like this.
6:06, Cass and Bodge here for this R&B Friday.
Oh, I cannot believe we made it to R&B. It's the best day. The songs get you feeling good. And it's Friday.
Well, yesterday something happened. The Prime Minister was obviously here. We were pretty keen to go and see him.
Say g'day.
We were stopped. I was stopped, I should say. I was carrying an item. Security descended, as they should have done, I guess. And we weren't allowed in.
And there's a little more to the story. We'll get into that very shortly. And Dean McCarthy coming up just before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, poor you. Poor Caleb. You had to sit and watch it.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Get up with
Cass and Bodge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Cass, yesterday, our Lord and Master, Scott Morrison. Well, for the moment anyway.
I thought you were going to say Jon Snow or something. Yeah, this is not.
The Prime Minister was here on the Mid-North Coast, particularly Port Macquarie, specifically, I should say. And there was an incident whereby we were in the lobby of an establishment where the Prime Minister was. And I was carrying something and security / police didn't want to let me through. And that's fair enough. They were doing their job. And, you know, I would never knock them. I was a bit frustrated because I felt like we had been chatting to the media guy for a little while and then to hear that they weren't going to let us up. I was upset.
To say you got frustrated is a bit of an understatement.
Look, we know I get a little bit grumpy on this show. And I'm not normally like that off air, but I was a bit grumpy because we'd had to shift a few things around to get there. Now, the security guards, rightly so, obviously, after everything that's happened, they've had the egg boy, they've had the egg girl, they've had all sorts going on. So they see me rock up with, I see this election as a chance to unite the haves with the have-nots, okay? People that have with those that do not have. I feel like it's a chance for unity. So I thought, Scott Morrison, bold, I've got a load of hair, like my chest hair is brimming, mate. So I thought what I'll do is I'll make him a cap, like a cap that he can wear at a bubble wrap. It's the only material I had. So I made a cap shape,
yes,
stuck that together, and then I trimmed a lot of my chest hair off. It still looks fine, but I trimmed a lot off. Didn't have any glue, so I used some lube. So I lubed up the hat, put all the chest hair on it, and thought, you know what, that's a thing of beauty.
It's a perfect gift,
isn't
it? It's
a perfect gift. I thought Scotty would get around it. I thought, you know, Bill Shorten's got hair. Scott's got a little bit of hair. If he just had a little bit of mine, I could give him the confidence he needs to get over the line and stay as Prime Minister.
I see you're thinking. I don't know how the hell you got there.
Nah, well, do you know what? Like I say, they did the right thing. They've had a lot of problems in the past, a lot of strife. And we had a colleague from a long way away who did something silly a while back. So maybe they're like, not keen. In the end, I walked away with my Luby hat that he didn't want. It doesn't matter. I got a bald mate back home. He'll go for it. He'll see it, and he'll be grateful when he sees it. He'll go, yep, that's cool. I'll have one of them.
Are you going to re-gift that?
I'm not going to. No, because I didn't get to gift it the first time. But, yeah, so we didn't get to see ScoMo.
Well, I'll tell you about this guy who did. His name is Harry Harris, and he actually was at the establishment as well, and he really wanted to see ScoMo. He waited out the front. Maybe we should go with Harry next time.
Sorry, Harry Harris.
His name is Harry Harris.
What a great name.
Right? I think so too. And he was carrying a pair of thongs, and first, so I don't want to, you know, dog your hat, but these thongs didn't have hair on them, so it was okay.
No.
He was waiting out the front, and he actually got into contact with ScoMo while he was walking in. And he said, look, ScoMo, I've got these thongs. And ScoMo was probably like, what the hell? Because when I first started reading this, I was like, why do you have these thongs? He actually collects thongs, and he has over 200 pairs of them, but they're all signed by different famous people or prime ministers or celebrities.
That's pretty cool.
John Travolta was one of them.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, John Travolta, he has one of those. And like Russell Crowe.
Wow.
Yes. These are just a few. Bob Hawke. And also, now he's got ScoMo. He actually ended up getting the job done.
That you say Scott Morrison after all that, it's an anti-climax and a half.
I know. I probably should have said ScoMo first. It did happen. He did end up getting them signed by ScoMo. And Harry Harris.
What I don't understand is, why was Scott Morrison talking to the seniors? All the older people are more or less Nationals voters anyway. If you look at the demographic, most of the people of the demographic he was talking to are Nationals or Liberal voters. Where he's losing the vote, I reckon, is with the younger people. He should have taken the time out to see us. I reckon we were the key, mate. You and I, we were the key.
Mate, I'm not trying to knock you, and I saw the hat. It looks great on. It's a great fit.
You hated the hat. You were looking at it.
It doesn't look like chest hair. It looks like other hair.
It looks like pubic hair. I know.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolo.
Lee Jolo, our newsman, is in the studio with us now. Lee, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Okay, you guys are weird. Doing some fake news this morning. Every week you get better and better. I feel like you and I are both on five, Lee.
No, don't say better. He gets sneakier and sneakier.
It's better. That's what it is. And yeah. You, Bodge, are on eight.
Okay, so this is how it goes. Lee's got three stories. Two of them are fake. One of them's real. They all sound like utter crap and not real at all.
Yep, that's about right.
And let's hit it. Let's hit it off. All right, first story.
Okay, so a French man's had a traumatic few days. The 29-year-old suffered an aneurysm after falling from a sex swing in his home in the western suburbs of Paris. He was subsequently placed in a coma and awoke 3 days later. At that time, he was able to report he had a level of awareness throughout the ordeal and that two male nurses had farted in his face several times during his hospital stay.
Now, if I find out that you've made up a story about someone getting an aneurysm from a sex swing, I will commission you to write a comic book for adults. I think you could make a lot of money.
That's cute. All right, I'll invest. Okay, let's go.
Here's a good one. A baby in the UK has uttered an unexpected first word. Usually it's mama or dada, but for baby Annabelle, it was Alexa. Alexa is Amazon's answer to Apple's Siri.
Bullshit.
The 11-year-old was just trying to copy her parents and buy a pizza or something, but it's a pretty sad first world problem if you ask
me. That's a first world problem and a half.
I nearly swore that was so outlandish.
And story number three, Lee.
Beautiful. And a man in the US has been copying harsh criticism online for the way he consumes his chicken nuggets. The man uploaded a photo to social media that's gone viral, writing, "Do y'all peel your nuggets?" The chicken and batter have been perfectly separated in his image. It's made me wonder, have you tried naked nuggets?
Never.
Why would you do it? You need the crummy bits.
I don't think I have.
So strange.
So what did he do with them? Just the photo went viral.
Literally, he's got his sauce in the middle.
Yeah.
And on the other side,
he's skinned his nugs.
He's got just these white bits of chicken.
Yeah.
He's got his batter
He's skinned his nugs.
Well, but I mean, who knows? I might have just made all that up.
Yeah. I mean, only you know, and we'll soon find out.
So now the job for Cass and I is to pick A, B, or C. Which story we think is fake? Whoever wins gets a point. If neither of us get it, Lee Jolo gets a point.
So we've got the French sex swing where the guy had an aneurysm and he got farted in the face. Yep. Alexa was the first word of a baby in England, and then some naked nuggets, which I find disturbing.
Okay.
Yep.
Count us down, Lee, from three.
Three, two, one.
B.
Shies.
I said it first. You copied me.
Do you want me to go another one?
It's up to you. Do you believe it's B? If you believe it's B, you've got to stick with it.
I believe it's B.
All right, Lee Jolo.
Okay, stay with B. Because the correct answer, the fake news story this week, is A.
Oh, Lee!
That's a right tick for you, Lee. I can't believe it.
I can't believe that you made that up.
Really?
And I'm thinking...
Really? That sex swing? You are...
It's fake.
You are... you could be a criminal genius if you wanted to be, with the amount of lies you tell. Believable lies.
Yeah.
How did we think that...
Bodge, remember, you're a sore loser. Remember that.
How did we think that a guy getting an aneurysm from a sex swing and then nurses farting on him, how did we think that that was real over a kid
I'll
saying Alexa
you,
first?
I'll tell you my reasoning. Also, ridiculous, firstly, story B. I'll tell you that last week I went with the really obvious one and I regretted it and I Googled it like 10 times and I wasn't a sore loser. I was like an investigative journalist for a little bit over there.
This is incredible.
But... Yeah, Lee, very good story. And also, if my child's first name is Alexa, she will be up for adoption, seriously.
I think that, Lee Jolo, you've outdone us once again. I am shook, mate.
Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
On this R&B Fridays, we give an extra special warm welcome to Dean McCarthy, who's on the phone. Dean, good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you, Dean. Now, we hear you've got some hectic news. You wouldn't tell us what it was. It's just hectic.
This is hectic as hell. Last night, Cardi B's husband, Offset, who's a part of the Migos, was the victim of a drive-by shooting in Atlanta. So wow. He got to the recording studio with his entourage. They went inside and all of a sudden the car drove past and started shooting at the recording studio. Three cars were hit. One person was hit in the leg, although that person then fled the scene, which very unusual. Don't know what happened there. There's something up with that,
yeah.
He is fine. He did not get, Offset did not get shot. He left out the back door with his entourage. They raced away. And meanwhile, Cardi B was in Hollywood at the time performing in for her new, you know, fashion over outfit range. So, yeah, it's full on. Really
that
full on.
That is really quite full on, honestly. And like, you think, if the has no one been caught if they fled the scene?
Well, there's been, yeah, so there's been video surveillance has been, you know, viewed and all that kind of thing. So we're just kind of waiting to find out, like, what, you know, the more details.
Yeah, right. Okay, we'll wait and sit on that one. And, Dean, Game of Thrones, you don't have a spoiler, but you got an interesting fact. What's up with this?
Oh, my goodness. Nicholas Holt, the star of X-Men and, of course, the star of the new Tolkien film. Love him. Love him. He was supposed to be Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Bollocks.
And, got turned down, but I can't see him as a Jon Snow.
Nah, he's of a pretty boy. I saw him in the photo with you yesterday, and the first thing I thought is there's not too many guys on this planet with nicer eyes than Dean, but I was mesmerised. I'm sorry to say it to you. I'm so sorry. But I was, I looked at him, I was like, he's my hall pass.
It was
if I was that way inclined, he would be the one I'd go with.
He was, Dean, it was a very aesthetically pleasing photo. It was indeed. Look, thank you very much for giving us the latest Hollywood goss, and we'll keep up to date with that Cardi B and Offset story. It's nuts.
Yes, for long. Bye, guys.
Love ya.
Cass and Butch on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Yeah, she's the best mum I know.
It's time to tell us what your mum is famous for in the Mum Factor for Aqua Vitae in the five-star complex.
All right, Budge, this is the time that we've been waiting for.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of good entries and not everyone could win the major prize. However, everyone that did call up went in the draw for it.
Exactly right. And look, because we were discussing all week and everyone in the office had a bit of a say on who they thought each day, we actually have a second prize to give out.
Well, we collated it. So we've got Stacey on the line. Stacey from Port Macquarie. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, look, well, thank you for calling us in the week. And we remember very vividly most of the ingredients involved in your mum's special potato dish. We just wanted to let you know that when you're on the phone before, obviously, I G'd you up. I said, look, you've won second prize and all that sort of stuff. There is no second prize.
Look, thank you so much anyway. I'm glad that I was able to share those sweet potato dishes with
Paul. Can you hear how nice she is?
Stacey, you are so nice. We're so happy we picked you to be the huge major prize winner.
Oh, my God, you're kidding. Oh, thank you so much.
I felt so bad when we were doing it.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Thank you. You have made my day.
Oh, you're so welcome.
The thing is, Cass, is you called her up and I said, you put the phone down, you put her on hold, we got her ready. And I said, just, you know, we do the thing where we're like, just tell them we need to just
check
some details.
Now we're telling everyone our thing.
And then Cass is like, I think she knows. I'm like, well, I'm going to get on the phone. I said, look, we've got 30 seconds before we go on air. I said, look, just so you know, you've won the second prize. It's only a $20 voucher.
$20
And do you know what Stacey says? She goes, do you know what? That's okay. Winning's winning. And I was like, what a bloody good person.
Oh, God.
Your mum did a good job.
Yeah, your mum definitely did a good job.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Your mum sounds like an absolute legend, and those sweet potatoes sound very tasty.
Let's go through what you've won. And this is obviously thanks to Aqua Vitae, the day spa and the five-star complex Port Macquarie, who've jumped on with this, and they have really helped us make Mother's Day very, very special. So it's a divine indulgence package valued at $665.
Oh, my goodness.
Hydrator facial, scalp massage, 60-minute hot stone massage, coconut vanilla body exfoliation, pure pedicure, Cash. Oh, my God.
God. Hydrotherapy, spa, and also refreshments as well, obviously. Okay, then you can actually get some finishing touch mineral makeup because, you know, sometimes after your facial you get a little bit red. And then a spa lunch at the end.
Oh, my goodness. It's just getting better and better.
So. Oh, well, your mum, what's your mum's name?
It's Kim.
Kim. Kim sounds very deserving. Happy Mother's Day, Kim.
And we're just happy to make you smile as well. I know that you probably, you know, will have to give it over to Mum. I mean, we know that's all about Mums.
And also, Stacey, like, just a disclaimer, I'm just saying this for a friend. We do also like sweet potatoes quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Can you...
Well, drop them on in. It's not a problem.
You can't make promises like that without delivering. So please do get Kim to bang up some of her nice potatoes.
Let her have her relax first. Let her have her relax first. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there and especially to Kim.
Lovely. She'll love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Day. You too. How good is that? We've wrapped that up. That's fantastic. And like we say, for Aquavitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie, if you're looking for something for your mum, for Mother's Day, or just for any time, maybe you're like me and you're a constant letdown. Go and get her something nice and something nice and relaxing.
You know
Cass.
That it's going to be relaxing. You know it's going to be good. You know mum's not going to hate this present in the slightest. She's going to absolutely love it.
And their vouchers don't expire, which is something you don't hear from businesses in general too often. So, in fact, I can't think of another one. So if you're looking for something, they're really, really something to give her that relaxation time, this is absolutely perfect. Go and see the team at Aquavitae Day Spa.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
13 12 16 is our telephone number. You can call us, but only if you're interesting. Cass, what have we got?
Okay, so I found a stat here that kind of just blew my mind. Right. And I don't think it's true. If it is true, give us a call. If it's false, give us a call because I need to know. We're talking about how much sleep you lose after you have a baby. Right?
Well, see, this is why you and I, neither of us have children.
We are not with child.
You babysit me of a morning, but that's about it.
And
that's as far
I
as
lose
you go.
Sleep over that. So I can say this is definitely not true. So apparently, parents of newborns often lose about 2 hours sleep per night until the baby is 5 months. From then, when the child hits two, parents usually lose an hour of sleep. My cousin, who's just had a baby, if she was in New South Wales in the Mid-North Coast, she would call me and tell me that's complete bollocks. Like she would say, you lose like 4 hours sleep a night. Obviously, it depends on the baby, right?
I love it when you see, on my Facebook feed, when I see new mothers, particularly my sister. My sister has a very young child. He's two, Joey. Can't wait to go and see him soon because I'm going back to Adelaide soon for a bit. But what she did was she posted just the other day. She's like, he slept right through the night. It is an achievement. It's like, status worthy.
I think that parents...
That's how big a deal it is.
Like fist pump. Honestly, if your kid sleeps through the whole night and then you just have to do a little low-key high-five or a fist pump, 13, 12, 16,
yeah.
How much sleep do you lose after you have kids? If you asked... I asked one of my uncles this, actually, and he was like, yeah. Well, you lose about 50 years sleep because you don't sleep for 50 years until they're fully growing.
This is true. Hey, the only other angle that we can take on that is Ash, who's here from our hit squad, has got a brand new puppuccino, and while it's not the same, they've dragged the bed out apparently, Ash, and you're not having much sleep because he has a little cry in the night.
We did it while we were trying to toilet train him because our house is, he's at one end of the house and our bedroom is at the other.
Right.
So we dragged the mattress out so we could hear him to try and teach him that if he needed to go out, he would cry, and that's how he learnt. But now we've just put a dog door in, so he's fine. He like takes himself out. So
how much sleep
night.
Are you getting?
Like the same. 10 hours.
Oh, my God. If only everyone had a little fur baby like Ash's Zanzibar.
Do you reckon that would work with children?
A dog door?
Crawl out the dog door.
13, 12, 16, let us know how much sleep you've not had while having a child.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast hit.
3, 2, 1. Let's go! KFM's 5 in 10.
All right, Cass. $790 is a lot of money. Who we got?
We got Kennedy, and he's from Port Macquarie, and he's 9. Good morning to you, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Kennedy. Morning. How are you going, buddy? You off to school?
Yes.
All right. What's your favourite subject?
Math.
Oh, maths. You're a bit of a smarty.
All right. Well, there we go. Okay.
Oh, God. I think, I'll tell you, Kennedy, maths was definitely my worst.
That's okay.
All right.
Now, this game's quite tough. We've got $790 up for grabs, but we've got to give you 10 seconds. We've got to ask you a question, and we need 5 answers from you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Kennedy.
Good luck, bud.
Could you please name for us five countries starting with the letter A?
America, Australia, Africa.
Nice. Oh, you did so well.
Kennedy, you did amazing work, my friend. You did very well. You nearly got there. Didn't quite get there, but
you
know
three.
What?
You got three.
You can walk into your school today holding your head high, pal, all right? There was. I'll tell you some of the other ones. Cass and I are very good at geography because we did that at school. Angola, Andorra, Algeria, Afghanistan's on there.
The one that I know is Armenia, and it's not because Kim Kardashian's from there. It's all good.
Yeah,
and
don't worry about any of the Kardashians.
And there's also Austria and Albania as well. There's a couple of others. Can I tell
Argentina?
You? When I was rattling them off in my head trying to test myself, I don't even think of Africa. How ridiculous is that? So
because it's a continent.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
hey,
I know,
Kennedy, look, have a great...
Have a great day at school, mate.
Thanks so much,
Kennedy. You have a great rest of your day.
Oh, wait, hang on. Kennedy, before you go... Before you go, we're going to give you a $100 voucher for these tradie underwear.
Thank you.
That's okay. So we'll talk to you. We'll talk to your mum. We think off air. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. And it's all thanks to tradie underwear. New baby tradie baby zippers made tiny tough. It goes up to $800 for Monday, Cass.
Oh, whoa. $800.
I know, yeah, $800 already.
That's crazy.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Yes.
MasterChef continues, Budge.
I feel like they're chopping a lot of people very quickly.
Oh, well, this is we're going to be chatting to Yoss right now. She is the third lady who was eliminated from MasterChef last night. We've got her on the line. Good morning, Yoss. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're going well. We're still recovering from the fact that you were eliminated. How are you feeling?
I'm a bit sad, but at the same time, I'm very excited, and there's a lot of things happening and very exciting time for me, so... It's all good.
To make it to the top 24, Bodge, like, we haven't done that. Like, that's incredible. You know what I mean? We consider ourselves layman cooks.
Hold on, Yosra. Now, you haven't had my ham and cheese toasties. I reckon I could get to top 24.
Oh, yes, you can. They love that stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yosra, don't tell him. He's going to do it.
You put any food in front of Matt Preston and he will vacuum it up, he will.
I know. He loves that stuff.
So with the competition last night, you guys had to either pick your favourite dish or your favourite item to cook with or your least favourite item to cook with. Now, you chose lamb as your favourite item.
Now, Cass, being a Greek girl, you love your lamb.
I was, like, salivating looking at that lamb.
Oh,
and
really? Oh, yeah, it was delicious, I have to say. It just didn't go quite well. With the saffron in there, so
that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a bit overpowering, but lamb is the thing that I cook all the time at home, and I was so confident cooking with lamb, and I wasn't expecting to go to round two, to be honest. But things doesn't go the same way you want every time in the kitchen, so
definitely.
Well, Cass cooked for us the other day, and I'll tell you what. It did not go the way it was meant to. She made pizza on pizza basis, but it was pizza bread and it was very thin. Got stuck to the foil.
I forgot to put like the non-stick.
But we were experimenting, and that's the thing. Cooking is about experimenting.
And I mean, if you had a little mishap, I had a little mishap, maybe I could also be considered a master chef after that.
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, consider that.
Oh, come on, Yosra, don't be too kind to her. But hey, look, the experience itself, though, would absolutely not only give you the confidence to try new things and to explore different opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. It was an unbelievable experience. Just can you imagine living in one house with 24 foodies in the house and cooking the best food ever? It's just, it was unbelievable. And I've learned so much. I've taken so much out of this. And I can't wait. It's for me, I feel like it's just the beginning.
Oh, I definitely think it's just the beginning for you. And if I want to know this, Yosra. When you were in the kitchen and they say, like, for example, last night after they didn't get around your lamb cutlets, which I would have, so I don't understand, because I really love lamb, you had to cook with white chocolate. after the white chocolate, I guess it didn't really go the way you wanted either.
Yeah.
How long did you have to think about what you wanted to put with the white chocolate? Because I don't know if I could think that quickly on the spot with what to cook.
Yeah, no, it's actually real. You have to think on the spot.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people think that we get long breaks and, you know, open books and things like that. No, it's, straight away you have to come up with something. And for me, white chocolate was, it was a shock that I went to the second round.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready, and then when I had to cook something with white chocolate, I just chose something that I do usually with dark chocolate, but it didn't work quite well with the flavors. So,
well, I mean, if you haven't got any time, they say, you know, this is what you got to cook. Your time starts now. I mean, it's hard to think on your feet at the best of times.
Yeah,
but, like with the recipes, do you follow them, or are there cookbooks, or is it just like you come in with probably a set list of different recipes or meals that you usually cook with and you got to go with it?
Yeah, it's got to be all in your mind. You can't go and find a recipe and cook. It just has to be, you need to be super creative in this kitchen and come up with ideas and think outside the box. And that's the things that I really learned from the MasterChef kitchen, because I didn't usually find the things that I really want, like ingredients, but I had to come up with something. So,
well, hey, Yostra, who do you reckon's going to take it out?
Ah, good question. Cheeky question. There's a couple in mind, to be honest. Derek is one of them.
Yeah.
Tessa.
What about Tim?
Tim as well. Tim, Derek, Tessa. Look, they're all.
I thought you were just going to rattle them all off for a second there. All right, I'll ask you an easier one.
I don't want to forget anyone because they're all amazing cooks.
That's okay.
I can't wait to see their journeys.
All right, well, I got an easier one, and it's just as cheeky. Of all the judges, which one's the hottest?
Oh!
We know you're married, but it's all good. Tell us.
My favourite is Matt Preston.
There we go. That's what I wanted to hear.
Do you think he's the hottest?
I think he needs to bring
Matt's the hottest?
I think he needs to bring, like, he started off wearing the cravats. I'm not seeing him wear them as much anymore.
I know, he's kind of getting a bit looser with his style, but we think Matt Preston's sexy. You heard it here first.
He's the best. I mean, I love Gary and George, but just if I have to choose one, my favourite is Matt.
Oh,
God. I can see that. He's the Baloo the bear, you know what I mean?
One thing about him that you love the most? Obviously, you learned a lot from him, but what else?
I love the way he gave us feedback. That's one thing that I love about Matt Preston, yeah.
Yeah, gentle giant that he is. Yostra, thank you so much for taking the time out this morning.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome. Thank you.
And good luck with your trip to Egypt. You're off to Egypt. That's very exciting.
Yes, soon, yeah.
Well, there we go. Hey, do you know who else is good, Cass, in the kitchen, who brings all the boys to the yard?
Milkshake. Yes, I guess it.